Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Beizer Hashem Yizborach, I have prepared a Shabbos table game for you and your family to play in order to enhance yours and your family's yedios in Parshas Dvorim. Throughout the Parsha, the Torah refers to many Parshios throughout the Torah. We have it in the Chumash and we have it in Rashi, some more mefurish and some less mefurish. And here's how the game would go. You start with the youngest person at the table, and he has to mention a posuk or a topic in the parsha, and what parsha does it refer to in the Torah. And then you move on to the next person. If you mention something that's mefurish in the Torah, that's 1 point. If you mention something from Rashi, that's 2 points. And you can play the game twice, on Friday night, and then again on Shabbos day, and then it gets more geschmack after everybody listened to Leining and went through the parsha. So here's the answer key of what I came up with, where the Torah and Rashi are referring to other parashiyos in the Torah. So first, the obvious ones. We have the three topics in the parasha. Topic number 2, referring to Chet HaMeraglim, straight out of Parsha Shlach. Topic number 3, the topic within a topic, the Minoy Hadayonim, straight out of Parsha Yisroi. And topic number 4, Am Yisrael's last travels in the desert, straight out of Parsha Chukas. Two other references that are mafurish in the Torah, in Perek Aleph, Posuk Yud Tes, Vanisa Mechoirev, we traveled from Choirev, that happened on Chof Iyar, in Parshas Behaloischo. Another mafurish reference in the Torah, in Perek Gimel, Posuk Yud Ches, when Moshe Rabbeinu recounts that he commanded Bnei God Bnei Reuven that in order to get Ever HaYaldein, they have to fight the war in Eretz Yisrael, and that comes straight out of Parshas Matos. So mefugash in the Torah we have Behaloischo and Shlach, Yisroi, Chukas, and Matos. Now let's go to Rashi. And the first pasuk in the parasha is loaded. Rashi told us all those words are code words. Bamidbar is referring to what happened in Midbar Sin on Tesvov Iyar, a month after they left Mitzrayim, before they got the mon, and that happens in Parshas Beshalach. Ba'arovo, Rashi says, this is referring to the Chet of Baal Peor in Alvois Moyov, which happened at the end of Parshas Bolok. Moil Suf, going back to Parshas Beshalach, Ba'an Yam Suf. Bein Poron, referring to the Meraglim, well, that we have Mefurish in the Parsha in Parshas Shlach. And Bein Tufel Velovon, referring to them complaining about the Mon, which appears in Parshas Chukas, which also we have Mefurish in the Torah, but here in Rashi, it's also hinted. Chatzeiros will depend on the two pshatim of Rashi. According to Rashi's first pshat, this is referring to Parshas Koirach. According to Rashi's second pshat, this is referring to the story that happened with Miriam Anavia when she spoke negatively against Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's at the end of Parshas Behaloischo. And the last code word of the posuk, Dizov, referring to Chet HaEgel, which happened in Parshas Kisiso. And now let's move on to other parshiyos. Lech Lecha is a big one. Throughout the parasha, we quote many times, Rashi quotes Psukim in Lech Lecha from two places. Once from the Melchemes Arbo Melochim Esachamisha, and the second time from Bris Bein HaBesorim. From the Melchemes HaMelochim, Rashi quotes the posuk of Vayaku Es Refoim Be'ashterois Karmayim. Rashi quotes that twice in the parasha. Once in Perek Aleph Posuk Dalet on the word Ashterois, and again in Perek Gimel, Posuk Yud Aleph, on the words Miyeser Refoim, Rashi says this is referring to Oig Melech HaBoshon, who escaped from that war in Ashterois Karmayim. Another posuk that Rashi quotes three times throughout the parasha, Vayovoi HaPolit, Rashi brings down Chazal, that the Polit is referring to Oig. The word Zamzumim in Perek Beis, Posuk Chof, that's how the Amoinim nicknamed the Refoim. That's referring to the Zuzim in the Melchemes Arboas HaMalachim. And in Perek Chof Posuk Yud Aleph, what the Mo'avim call the Refoim Aimim, those are the same Aimim that it says that the Malachim killed. Eso Aimim B'Shovei Kir Yosoyim. And now to the quotes of Bris Bein Absorim in Perek Aleph Posuk Yud Aleph, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem Kochem, elef pa'amim. So Rashi brings down Am Yisrael Taino that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu in Bris Bein HaBesorim, Asher im yuchal ish limnois. Why are you limiting our bracha? And again, Rashi quotes that Bris Bein HaBesorim in Perek Beis, Posuk Hei, when on the Posuk Yerusha le'esov nosati es harseir, Rashi says, Asoro amomim nosati loy. I gave Avraham Avinu 10 nations. 3 of them are Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. And those were given to Esav and the Bnei Loit. And again, on the same topic, in Posuk Yud, Ho'emim lefonim yoshvu bo, says Rashi, Ato sovu shezu eretz refoim shenosati loy le'avrohom. That's referring to the refoim that Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu in Bris Bein HaBesorim. Parshas Vayero, Rashi quotes it 3 times. In Perek Aleph, Posuk Hei, on the word Hoil Moshe, Rashi says the word Hoil means Hischil. As we find in Parshas Vayero, when Avraham Avinu is davening for Sdoim, Hinene Ho'alti. And again, in Perek Beis, Posuk Tes, when Rashi is comparing, by Moav it says, Al Tisko Bom Milchomo, whereas by Bnei Amun it says, Al Tisko Bom at all, Rashi says, Bishus Tznius, that Amun's mother had, as opposed to the Moav's mother, therefore there was Zoiche, that was Al Tisko Bom, that's the story of Loit with his two daughters, in Parshas Vayero. And again in Perek Beis, Posuk Chof Gimel, and the Posuk Vehoavim, Rashi brings down the story that those Avim are part of Plishtim, which Avraham Avinu promised to Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, that he won't cause him any harm. That happened in Parshas Vayero. This is already a very hard one. Whoever says this one, I think gets 3 points. In Posuk, in Perek Beis, Psukim Yud Beis, and again, in Posuk Chof Beis, the Posuk is referring to Veseir Yoshu HaChoyrim Lefonim. And again in Posuk Chof Beis, Asher Hishmides HaChoyrim Mipneim. These are the Choyrim, Bnei Seir HaChoyri, mentioned at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. And this was the nation that Esav took his wives from. Before, during, or after, he conquered them. Parshas Vayechi is referred to by Rashi in Perek Beis, Posuk Vov, and Maim Tichru Meitom. What does the word Tichru mean? Says Rashi Loshen Mekach. V'chein Asher Korisi Li. When Yaakov Avinu says, the caver, the plot, and Moras Machpelah that I bought from Esav. Parsha Shmois. Rashi quotes on Perek Beis, Posuk Chof Beis, on the words Midbar Kedemois. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent a peace message to Sichon before he waged war against him. Rashi says he learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who also sent a peace message to Paroi, Shalach Ami, in Parsha Shmois. B'Shalach and Yisrael we mentioned a couple of times. And then we have Truma in Perek Aleph, Posuk Vov. On the words Rav Lochem Sheves, Rashi brings down Yesh Medrash Agodo, Harbegdulo Lochem. What do you get from this mountain? Asise Mishkon, Menoiro Vekelim. That's in Truma and in Vayakel. Kisisa, we mentioned the Egel and Vidi Zohov. I couldn't find anything from Sefer Vayikro. In Sefer Bamidbor, we had Be'alo Yischo, Shlach, Koirach, Chukas, Bullock. I mentioned one thing already before on the Rashi Arovo, referring to the Baal Poir, they did Baal Vismoyov. There's another one. In Perek Beis, Posuk Tes, when it says Val Tisgor Bon Milchomo regarding to Moyov, Rashi's Medayek as opposed to Amrin, it says Al Tisgor Bon. But by Moyov, we're allowed to be Tisgor Bon as long as it's not Milchomo. Says Rashi, that's why it says in the beginning of Parshas Bolok, Vayogo Moyov Mipneyom. That's why they were scared, because we could shepherd them. Parshas Pinchos, Rashi quotes in Perek Aleph, Posuk Yud Zayin, V'adovor asher yikshe mikem takrivun elai ushma'ativ. Says Rashi, because Moshe Rabbeinu took credit, that's why nishtalek mimenu mishpat b'noi slovchod. We had it in Parshas Pinchos. Another reference to Parshas Pinchos, we had at the end of the Parsha. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'eshu Yeshua tziveisi, bo'isa hilemoil, and we were wondering, where was Yeshua nitztavo? So could be it's a new chiddush over here that Moshe Rabbeinu told us that he didn't tell us before, as we saw many times throughout the parasha. Divrei Torah, ani b'mokom echod, v'ashirim b'mokom acher. But we saw that the Chizkuni says this is referring to a pasuk in Parshas Pinchos. When he was Memana Yeshua to be the next leader, it says, Vayetzaveyu. It doesn't say what he commanded him over there. Chizkuni says this is what he told him. Parshas Matos we mentioned already, but the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven, that Moshe Rabbeinu reminds them, quotes the deal that he made with them. But Rashi also mentions it in Perek Aleph, Posuk Mem Vov, on the words Vateshvu Bekodesh Yomim Rabim Kayom Asher Yeshavtem. Says Rashi that the 19 Yishono Hoilchim Umetirofim Uchazul Kodesh Kmo Shenemar Vayeni'em Bamidbo. Hashem made them wander in the desert. That's a posuk from Parshas Matos. Parshas Voischanan. Rashi refers to it in Perek Aleph, Posuk Chov Beis. When the Torah says Vatikrevun Eilai Kulchem, and Rashi compares this Vatikrevun, which was Beirbuvio, as opposed to Vatikrevun Eilai Kol Rosh Shivteichem, from Parshas Voischanan, there it was done Mesudo. Another reference to Parshas Voischanan in Perek Gimel, Posuk Tes, on the word Tidoinim Yikru LeChermoy. In our parasha we have three names for the mountain of Chermoin. Chermoin, Sirion, and Sinir. Rashi quotes a posuk in Parshas Voischanan. Ad har Sion hu Chermoin. Parshas Vezois HaBrocho. Rashi quotes it in Perek Gimel, posuk Yud Ches. On the words Lifnei Acheichem, that the Bnei God Bnei Reuven are the warriors meant to go in front of Am Yisrael. Rashi says Lefishem Giboirim. Where do we see that they're Giboirim, the Bnei God? A posuk in Parshas Vezois HaBrocho. And the last one I came up with, whoever gets this one definitely gets at least 4 or 5 points. In Perek Aleph, Posuk Tes Vov, on the Posuk Vo'ekach Es Rosh Shivteichem, says Rashi, Meshachtim Bidvorim, Ashreichem, Al Mi Bosem Lismano, is who you're being pointed over, Al Bnei Avrom, Yitzchok V'Yakov, Al Bnei Odom, Shenikru Achim V'Reim. That's a posuk in Tehillim, L'man Achai V'Reoi. And they're referred to as Chelek V'Nachalo. Where is Am Yisrael referred to as Chelek V'Nachalo? A posuk in Parshas Ha'azinu. K'Chelek Hashem Amoi Yaakov Chevel Nachalosoi. I hope you and your family will enjoy this game and benefit from it at least as much as I benefited from it. And hopefully more. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.